Well, it seems like I've said the wrong thing on Twitter again. Silly me for thinking for myself. Yes, it's anti-social media time once again. This is Alan Taylor Shearer. Well, as I say, I've said the wrong thing on Twitter, at Alan T. Shearer. That's just with one L in Alan. What I want to do is read you a selection and series of tweets which caused consternation for somebody in Watford earlier today. A gentleman who calls himself Chris Hawes on Twitter. Now, our good friend Batsby had tweeted a picture which he entitled Bigots, and it's the most offensive thing about this cartoon is that it's all true. And it's about multiculturalism and how people are turning a blind eye to the 1,400 girls who were raped in Rotherham and how the police and the social services are taking the wrong stance and are arresting the father and the daughter who is being raped on the altar of multiculturalism by a group of Islamists, whilst the Tories are having relations, shall we say, with a young boy, and a Labour man has his eyes covered and is blind to it all, whilst a little boy kneels in front of him too. And Nigel Farage is apparently asking, well, what on earth's going on here? Chris Hawes decided to jump in and comment on the above cartoon, which you can see if you go to my page, radiofreeuk.org/blogs/Alan. Chris Hawes says, at Batsby, that's possibly the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Then I replied, truth hurts, doesn't it? Batsby replied, but that's ridiculous, Alan. And I said, I know, but I just can't help seeing the truth and pointing it out. Oh, I'm so sorry. Ooh, a wild Zubat Pokemon appeared. Yes, that's right, I've been playing Pokemon Go. You see, not everything in life is serious. Chris Hawes replies, I pity your truth. It doesn't bear any resemblance to reality, but hey. Then somebody called Gollum or L. Lifto replies to us all by saying the Rotherham scandal, the parliamentary abuse scandals, are reality, regardless of what you think. And then somebody called Dim or Fick said, no resemblance at all? What? And then gives a link to a story in The Telegraph, which is about the most common name for a convicted gang rapist in England is Mohammed. And Giga Living chirps in with expect Islamic war in Western Europe, and then gives a link to a story about that. Batsby then comes in again with a pretty interesting perspective from a gay Cub Scout leader. At least Alan spends his time chatting with adults. Seriously, says Chris Hawes, that's your defence. Personal attacks that bear no resemblance to the issue. Well done. Then somebody called Pa Roddy answers us all with, South Yorkshire, so shut the F up, you dickhead. Then Batsby says, defending nothing, Arcala. You waded in with your bollockery. And the conversation went on. Chris Hawes replied with, A, you posted without attribution. B, so, question mark, and C, then why claim it's humour, question mark, and D, helping kids develop. Batsby replied in the similar manner, A, not my cartoon, B, it's a cartoon, C, it isn't meant to be funny, and D, it's more real than playing Jungle Book. Chris Hall says, your cartoon claims it's true, and it isn't funny either. What claims, says Batsby, you may need to re-examine your understanding of A, humour, B, English, and C, Twitter. Chris says, nope, just waiting for you to explain how your claims are true. Batsby says, upset? You clearly don't know me at all. You seem pretty exercised right now, though. Chris says, you broadcast your claim to the internet. Don't get upset when someone calls you out on it. And Batsby says, yeah, because everything on Twitter has to show provenance. And did I say, hey, this is hilarious? Your turn. And the conversation went on between myself and Chris about the fact that he had to put in his bio that he was gay, to which he replied that he was hardly shouting about it, it just makes it easier to deal with. And Chris also says that he finds it truly sad that you see that cartoon as in any way accurate. Then somebody called Noni62 says, "See, Batsby, you should get out more and learn stuff, PMSL. Batsby says, "Ha ha 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 ha, oh my." Then Chris said, "Maybe if you went outside, you'd get exposed to new ideas, or would that be unacceptable?" Somebody called Paul Reed ST has posted a picture of lots of people with their heads in the sand, and seems representative to me. I'll just leave a comment of that picture of all those people with their heads in the sand. Now, the conversation went back and forth between myself and Chris for a while. He says, "I find it truly sad that you see that cartoon in any way accurate," to which I replied, "Well, then you have obviously had your head in a bucket for the last few years." And I made a comment about the fact that he was shouting about his homosexuality from the rooftops, and he said that he was hardly shouting about it, it just makes it easier to deal with. I said, "Well then, why say it's easier to deal with? If it's just who you are, why the need to deal with it? You do have a choice." To which Chris replied, "No, it's just a part of who I am. There's no choice in it." I said, "You have the choice. Love a man or love a woman. See? Choice. Am I meant to add hetero man to my bio?" Chris said, "Not at all. I'm just able to see individual instances as just that. Otherwise, I believe all UKIP members were sexist racists." To which I replied, "And they aren't. So well spotted." Now, I said that a person, an individual, has a choice in their sexuality. To which Chris said, "Wow, apparently I have the choice to love a woman, despite being hashtag gay, hashtag some people are gay, get over it, hashtag I am what I am." To which I replied, "Yeah, I made a choice to fall in love with and marry a woman 25 years ago. I could have fallen for a bloke, but I didn't." And I went on, "I personally couldn't care less that you are gay. It's got nothing to do with me. You're the one shouting it from the rooftops." Chris said, "Putting it in my profile is hardly shouting about it." If it's there, then it's at your headline and you're shouting about it, my friend. I said, "I'm a libertarian. Live and let live. Do what you want, just don't impact on me. I'm offended that you assume I'm anti-gay." "Being gay isn't a choice," said Chris. "I don't care whether you think you're homophobic or not." And then he says, "Claiming sexuality is a choice is." Now, let me just read that to you again. "Being gay isn't a choice. I don't care whether you think you're homophobic or not. Claiming sexuality is a choice is." So apparently, by me choosing to say that being gay is a choice, a lifestyle choice, a choice of personality, that makes me homophobic. I think that's what he was trying to say. To which I replied, "If I had a problem with gay people, would I have this guy's image on my bedroom wall? Stop being a victim." And there I include a picture of myself with at least four pictures of well-known gay person. In fact, no, sorry, there's five. Freddie Mercury. Remember? Remember Freddie? The gay guy? Yeah. He's been a massive influence in my life since I was about 10, but I made the choice to enjoy sticking my cock in girls. So, for 37 years, a gay man has been an influential part of my life, but my choice for all that time was for the opposite sex. Chris finished the conversation off, and I will give him the last word as far as Twitter is concerned. He says, "Sexuality is not a choice. One cannot choose to be gay or straight or bisexual. It just is." For 37 years, a gay man has been an influential part of my life. I have gay members of my family. I've been to several gay weddings, and I get on with these people very well, and they get on with me. But apparently, because I said that I felt that one's sexuality was a lifestyle choice, well, Chris decided that it isn't a choice. He doesn't have the choice to be gay or straight or bisexual or one of the other 72 different types of sexuality that apparently are now available on Facebook, if you live in the UK, that is. And there you are. There you have it. I've been accused of homophobia, and I've also been told that sticking your penis into another man's anus is not a choice that one has. Apparently, it's something you're born with, and you don't have any choice in the matter. If you decide that you are gay, then, well, that's up to you, and it's no business of mine, and I frankly couldn't care less. But to tell me that it's not a choice, I find that very difficult to believe. We make choices about our lifestyles every single day, and there's nothing out there that says you have your sexuality imposed on you. If you think differently, well, that's fine. That's what this is all about. Start the debate. Tell me why you think that being homosexual is not a choice. Did I make the choice to feel the urge to insert my penis into a lady's vagina instead of a gentleman's anus? I'm pretty sure I did make that choice, and for me, it was the right one. But I might change my mind. Mind you, I'm pretty sure my wife and three sons would be a little bit perturbed by that.